0-1.
No balls, a strike, one down. Dan Sizen sets in and serves and finds his own 0-2.
Wausau's already thrown 5 walks in the game.
No balls, 2 strikes, 1 out.
Besides those 5 walks.
At first, Johnson. At second, Gallison.
0-2.
Dan Sizen winds and serves. The 0-2 swing and a miss. Jensen upstairs for strike number 3. So 2 down. And we return to the top of the order. Nolan Sailors is due up, who grounded out and walked. So 2 outs for the Raptors. 2 runs here in the top of the third. They lead 5-3. First pitch comes in on the inside for a ball 1-0. The Toledo Rocket from Sylvania, Ohio.
Nolan Sailors, who was ground out and walked, 0 for 1.
The 1-0. Up and away for Sailors. 0 for 1 today, grounded out, and he walked. So the Creighton product, batting a 167. And prior to today, 2 hits on 12 at-bats. As the 2-0 comes in, swinging the ground ball to the first baseman in Briggerman. He steps on the bag and throws it to Dansizen for the third out. So the Raptors get 2 runs as they lead 5-3. We'll head to the bottom of the third inning here on WFHR.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art supporting artists in their own words.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
After the Mike
Melinda
to the bottom of the third we go as the Raptors retake the lead. They lead 5-3 now here in the bottom of the third. A high-scoring affair between these two teams. 6 combined hits and 8 combined runs. So Brent Witter is due up, who grounded out on his last at-bat. So Hayden Cody still on the mound. What seems like would be Cody's last inning, because we've seen a lot from Kirk Schreider having guys go 3-3-1-1-1 on the pitching side. So first pitch comes in for a strike, 0-1.
If they're in the driver's seat, he'll go 1-1-1. If they're not in the driver's seat, he'll just go 1-1.
No balls, a strike. Cody
on the road,
sets and fires the 0-1, swinging a popped up ball out that bounces on the left field side but fouled off. 0-2.
As mentioned yesterday.
So no balls, 2 strikes.
And a single and a walk. Reach base a couple times.
Brent Witter.
1-0 loss to Fond du
Lac. Is down on the count 0-2.
Sharks losing their ninth game of the season.
Setting and serving is Cody. The 0-2 way on the outside edge. Winner, the third baseman out of the University of Evansville. Sheboygan, Wisconsin native. And prior to today, batting a .333. He's at four RBIs as well. So he's been a great two batter. Cody delivers in the 1-2. Swinging a ball, driven out onto the right field side. That goes into the hands of Nolan Saylor, who fields it on the ground, but that is a leadoff single for the Woodchucks here in the bottom of the third. So the Rafters, three runs in the top of the second. A three-run shot in the bottom half of the inning from Mike McGinnis, and then two more runs on a one-run RBI from Gallison and Johnson to lead 5-3. So now due up is Drew Berklin, the left fielder, who got a base hit on his last at bat. Cody sets in and serves down low for a ball, 1-0. So Berklin out of Wayzata, Minnesota, 8 RBIs on the season. Plays in the Big Ten for Minnesota, the 1-0. Popped out backside and tipped off. 1-1. Yeah, Rafters, this has been a high-scoring affair between these two teams. We're only in the bottom of the third, and it's been a game of back and forth. Rafters lead 3-0. Then out of nowhere, a three-run shot from McGinnis to make it 3-3. And when you felt the confidence was down for the Rafters, they got it back, the lead 5-3, as the pickoff attempt over at first and getting back his Witter in time.
Trying to get Brent Witter over there.
1-1 count. Hayden Cody.
No outs.
Regathers, resets. Kicks and looks over once again on a pickoff attempt to Bobo. And sliding safe at the rubber is Witter. So really pushing Brent Witter back towards the bag.
Very aggressive team on the base path. Do love to
steal. Cody comes in. Kicks, winds, and delivers the 1-1. Up to Jensen, the throw at first to Bobo, and Witter slides back in time. So it was two balls and a strike, and they're really pushing Brent Witter back towards the bag. A 2-1 count here in the bottom of the third.
So 2-1 to Drew Berklin from Aiden Cody.
So Cody down in the count, nobody out. A 2-1 sets in. And outside, a little bit low for a ball, 3-1. Three balls, a strike, no outs. Hayden Cody, the Cal State Northridge product, the 3-1, a towering high fly ball that goes out of play. 3-2, so the count runs is full at 3-2. We've seen six combined walks in this game. Five for the Rafters were able to get on base five times for the Wausau and once for Wisconsin Rapids. Count runs full at 3-2. Witter stands at first. And the pickoff attempt over to Bobo. And sliding safe is Brent Witter. Nobody down, bottom three. Rafters back-to-back innings with at least two runs. Wausau trying to find an answer. The payoff. Upstairs for ball number four. And Berklin will take first. Witter will move to second. As this brings up Colby Wallace, the right fielder. And Levi Jensen having a word with Hayden Cody. Same with Shane Taylor as well. So Colby Wallace, who grounded out on his last at-bat, is due up. So out of Cal State Fullerton, Hayden Cody out of Cal State Northridge. So you imagine these two teams have definitely played each other. And the Rancho Santa Margarita, California. So two West Coast guys going at it. A lot of West Coast products for head coach Kirk Schreider. So no outs, Pitch comes in for Cody. Outside for a ball, 1-0.
The right fielder tonight from Cal State Fullerton.
One ball, no strikes. And Kobe Wallace slotted in at right field. Berkeley at first, Witter stands at second. And the 1-0 comes in from Cody. Swinging a ball pulled out on the right field side. Out of play, 1-1. One ball, one strike.
1-1.
Hayden Cody will set in.
Colby Wallace.
Hands on the knees. Comes set and fires the 1-1. Tipped off on the left side, out of play. 1-2. So the Rafters players have been responsible for 17 double plays. They've had 17 of them this season. Perhaps that's in store for this time. As Cody sets in the 1-2 down low on an ankle-high fastball for Colby Wallace. 2-2, nobody down, bottom of the third. The 2-2. Outside for ball three, so a full count. Nobody down. The Wachucks. The Wausau Woodchucks on the verge here, loading the bases with nobody down. Rafters lead 5-3. Rafters have out hit Wausau 4-3. The 3-2 comes in, swinging a grounder out on the first base line, out of play. But for a moment there, fans held their breath. So Colby Wallace, the left-hander, sees the count at 3-2. Cody, with the ball behind his back, now into the glove, sets and fires a 3-2, way outside for ball number four. So the bases are juiced. With Jesse Donahoe up, who struck out swinging on his last at-bat. No outs here in the bottom of the third. So Wallace on first, Berkeley on second, and Brent Witter, the third baseman, on third. Jesse Donahoe due up. Rafters lead 5-3, but Wausau on the verge of tying this game.
Donahoe could use it immensely.
Hayden Cody has really struggled here in the third inning. First pitch comes in as Donahoe flies a ball into right field, and that drops into the glove of Sailors. Tagging up and heading for home is Brent Witter. So a run scores for the Woodchucks, and now it's 5-4. So a sack fly RBI comes at the hands of the Georgia State product, Jesse Donahoe. So one down, bottom of the third, 5-4 game. So Witter gets home, Wallace stays at first, and Berkeley at second.
Colby Wallace remain at first, bringing up.
So now, Colin Brigham struck out swinging on his last at bat, and the Oklahoma State product sets and serves as a swing and a fly ball that goes into the right field gap, but Sailors comes out and makes the grab. Excellent play, throws it back over to Taylor at second. That's two putouts there for Nolan Sailors, and now two down. Sailors getting off to the races, making an excellent play. So now Jake English, who got a base hit on his last at bat, that's the second time that ball has been pulled over to Sailors on back-to-back hits.
They're going to need Jake English, the catcher, tonight to get on base.
So no balls, no strikes, and Cody comes set on Jake English, who got a base hit on his last at-bat. First pitch comes away for a ball, 1-0. So two flyouts from Donahoe and Briggerman, and now two down. Wallace at first, Berkeley stays at second. A 1-0 count. Cody fires in and outside of the zone, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes.
Jake English
with two down.
Has three hits, one being a double, one being a home run.
Two balls, no strikes. Cody looks at second, delivers in for a ball, so 3-0. So English way ahead in the count. Woodchucks player finding themselves ahead in the count once again, 3-0. So Cody on the verge of loading the bases with another ball. That will do it. So the 3-0 outside and away for ball number four. So the bases are juiced. English at first, Wallace at second, and Drew Berkland at third. So Simon Cherry, who was walked on his last at bat, the shortstop is due up. So Cherry out of the University of Evansville and the rising senior from Santa Claus, Indiana. Raptors lead 5-4, two down. The tying run 90 feet away. Cody once again delivers on the outside for a ball, 1-0. So a high-scoring affair, and we're only in the bottom of the third. Nine combined runs. Seven combined hits. Raptors have committed an error. Cody sets in on the 1-0, comes on the inside edge, but finds the zone for a strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Bases juiced for Wausau. They've already gotten a run. Here in the bottom of the third, the Woodchucks are on the verge. The 1-1 way on the outside. Jensen has to reach out on the right side for a ball, 2-1. Two balls, a strike. This score, 5-4, is the exact score heading in the ninth inning yesterday. The 2-1 fouled off on the backside. 2-2. So two deuces across the board. Hayden Cody looking for a strikeout. He's had three so far today. Two outs.
Or just get on base.
Cody looks at third. Comes in and serves the 2-2. Upstairs, out of the zone, four ball. So full count with two outs. One ball away from tying this game up. Full count. Sets the serve. Upstairs and away for ball number four. This game is tied at five as Berkland is able to get home. And so now, fourth walk from Hayden Cody. And now Mike McGinnis, who hit a three-run home run, last up to bat, is due up batting in the nine hole. This game is at 5-5. 10 combined runs. We're only in the top of the third, and only in the bottom of the third. So a lot of runs so far. There's been a lot of walks as well. The first pitch comes in as McGinnis bombs one off on the right side for a foul. 0-1. So Wausau, how about it? They've trailed twice and have equalized on both their times. So seven combined hits, 10 combined runs as Cody delivers in, swinging a grounder that goes through the legs of Cody. Getting home is Wallace. And now, once again, another run. Briggerman, English gets home, so the Raptors trail 7-5.
Four runs here in the third.
So 7-5 game, and not what you would have liked if you're Wisconsin Rapids. They've given up four runs here in the bottom of the third. A two-run RBI from Mike McGinnis. So return to the top of the order. Dalton Pearson is due up.
Dalton Pearson the third time in the same amount of innings. And he's looking to extend eight game on base streak and a four game hit streak himself.
As he swings and drives one into the left field side as Gallison reaches out and makes the grab, but the Rafters trail 7-5. They give up four runs in the bottom of the third as we head to the top of the fourth here on WFA.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities, and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope in every corner of the world. That's why now is the time for trees. Millions of trees. Join our planting movement at arborday.org.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the fourth inning, Raptors trail 7-5. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM. Well, Raptors, I'll tell you, they were leading 3-0 at the top of the second. You felt this was going to be a game for Wisconsin Rapids, but then in the bottom of the second, Wausau, a three-run shot from Mike McGinnis, and the Raptors answer in the top of the third with two runs of their own, as stepping in is Jack Basir. So they get three runs in the top of the third, two runs in the top of the third. They lead 5-3, and then Wausau comes storming back, four runs as Basir flies one off out on the right side. 1-1.
Now has a souvenir. He can thank Jack Basir for that one.
So the count runs at 1-1. Inside, and Basir backing away. Looks like he possibly could have got hit there, but was not. So our umpires today, Gary Glover, Brandon Ottens, and Brandon Hastings. Each team with four hits. But the Raptors have an error. Woodchuck's seven runs. 12 combined runs between these two teams, and we're only in the top of the fourth inning as the 2-1 comes in outside for ball 3-1. So Jack Basir, who got a base hit and a sack fly RBI, has a 3-1 swing and pulled out on the left side, 3-2. So three balls, two strikes. And Jack Basir hitting a 349, which leads the team as he sees ball at number four. So Basir will take first. And here we go once again. A leadoff walk. We've seen a lot of those so far. As Brendan Bobo is due up. One for two today. Got a base hit and struck out looking. So Basir stands at first. Rafters trail 7-5. Each team with four hits. Now Bobo on Dansizen. Logan Dansizen comes set and serves as Bobo fouls one off on the right side. 0-1. No balls, one strike. Bobo, prior today, two hits on 17 at bats, but he's starting to find his rhythm as the 0-1 swing and a ground ball over to the shortstop, Donahoe. The throw at second, the throw back to first. So at second, Simon Cherry was waiting for him. Basir gets out at second. Bobo gets to first. So Jack Gervich is due up. So Donahoe flings it over to Sherry. Sherry looks to go to Briggerman at first, but so Bobo's able to get at first on a fielder's choice as Jack Gervich, 0-for-1 today, struck out and was walked. So the San Diego products batting at 324 with 11 hits as first pitch comes in outside for a ball, 1-0. Top of the fourth inning. First time the Rafters have trailed today as the 1-0 comes in as Gervich swings and grounds a ball over to Donahoe, flips it over to second at Sherry, the throw at first, and that time it is a double play. So the 4-6-3 double play, and that comes true. So three outs for the Woodchucks as we head to the bottom of the fourth. Rafters trail 7-5. We'll step aside here on WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the fourth, we go as the Rafters have a pitching change that's in store. Nick Paulson out of the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point, just plays his collegiate ball about 20, 30 minutes south of here, so he's familiar with the area, obviously playing for Wisconsin Rapids. He knows the area very well. So against stepping in today, he's had five games with 10 and a third innings pitched, 13 hits and five strikeouts. As he'll be setting in on Brent Witter. Witter, who grounded out and got a base hit, was able to get home today as the first pitch comes in for the tall Nick Paulson, a strike. So the left-hander. And a UWSP as a swing and a ground ball, a ball that drops into left field. So Brent Witter, back-to-back leadoff singles for him, and he'll take first. So Drew Berklin is due up. And Berklin, who's had a base hit and was walked, he's 1-for-1 today. So at first is Witter. Paulson, the left-hander, sets and fires a bunt attempt and perfectly grounded as Bobo is not able to get it there. And that was a perfectly executed bunt attempt from Berklin. That advances Witter to second. He lined that ball down in between the mound and first base right on that line, which was an odd territory for Paulson or Bobo to get it. Bobo went after it, but by that time, Berklin was off to the races. So a bunt. And what you need there for Wausau. So they have two runners on and nobody down here in the bottom of the fourth. Nick Paulson comes set, kicks and serves, up and away for a ball 1-0. So the left-hander, Colby Wallace,
block and a run score. 1-0.
One run for Wallace, and he's 0 for 1 today as Paulson sets in for a ball, 2-0. So Aiden Cody went three innings pitched, 72 pitches he totaled, allowing four hits and seven runs on three strikeouts. Swinging a grounder over to Bobo. The throw at second, and is he sliding in safe to Roussard? He does. So a fielder's choice from Bobo, and gets out Wallace. Takes first. At second was Berkland. He gets out at second, but advancing to third was Witter. So one down here in the bottom of the fourth. Jesse Donahoe due up. So a 3-6 fielder's choice. Setting, looking at first, and Paulson delivers in as Donahoe swings and grounds the ball over to Bobo. Throws it at second. The throw back to first, and a double play for the Raptors. Much needed. A 3-6-3 double play. Would you look at that? So the Raptors not able to allow any runs for the Woodchucks. An excellent infielding play. That's why they have the highest fielding percentage in the Northwoods League. We'll take a quick step aside as they trail 7-5. We'll be back in the top of the fifth inning.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about? And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number, 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
So top of the fifth we go. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR. And reminding you, this game is brought to you by Comfort Air. Strike out the summer heat with a new AC from your local experts. And, well, the Raptors have not been able to stop the heat from the Woodchucks. So they have a pitching change coming in store. Dominic Reed, the right-handed pitcher, and a rising sophomore from Little Elam, Texas, and the Oklahoma State products, was stepping in. So Reed's a guy that you look at that he's going to need to slow down. Raptors have 5 runs of their own. You know, they've had a game where they've had 4 hits, but it's been some questionable pitching on both sides. You know, don't get me wrong. It's for Wausau, they've had, you know, a way about them where they've just responded on any given time, because the Raptors have not had any response at all on any given thing. Because you look at, it was the top of the third. The Raptors responded with 5 runs, but then when the fourth came around, but I will say their double play was excellent. So there's a long game to go, top of the fifth inning. They trail 7-5, and now due up is Broussard as he fouls one off on the right side. So Garrett Broussard is 0 for 1 today. As he grounded out and was hit by a pitch as well, so no balls, 2 strikes. Reed on his first appearance here this season. The 0-2 up and away for a ball. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Six hits to four in favor of Wausau. As the 1-2 comes in, swinging a grounder over to the third baseman, and the throw over to first is on time across the diamond. Brent Witter responsible there for the putout. So one down, and Brent Witter was right on cue. So Broussard grounds out, and this brings up Shane Taylor, who's walked and grounded out as well. Top of the fifth inning. One out. Dominic Reed, the set to fire as a swing and a ball line drive right into Simon Cherry, who reaches out and makes the grab for two down. A broken bat while doing so. We've seen broken bats a couple times this year. So Taylor lines out to the shortstop, Cherry. Two down. Anthony Gallison is due up. Gallison, a one-run RBI in his last at-bat. He walked in his first appearance up at the plate. His first pitch comes in for Reed is a strike, 0-1. So the bases were juiced. The Rafters were able to get a double play, a 3-6-3 double play, as the 0-1 comes in from Reed. And outside, a fastball for a ball, 1-1. A 1-1 count with two down. Umpire just marking some things down and taking his time. Two down, one ball, one strike. The 1-1, swinging a foul tipped back off on the right side. 1-2. So Anthony Gallison, his second straight game with at least a hit, comes at a one-run RBI. The 1-2. Gallison once again fouls it off back on the right side. Count remains at 1-2. Two down. Rafters been out, hit 7-5. As the 1-2 comes in, the check swing, did he fully come across? Was Gallison? Did not. So 2-2 count. Two balls, two strikes. The set, the serve, the 2-2. Gallison had to back away and duck low for the third ball. So count runs full with two down here in the top of the fifth. Reed catching and serving the 3-2. Gallison flies a ball out on the right field side. So Gallison, 1-for-1 today, with a walk on his first at bat. Count runs at full, two down, and here comes the payoff. Gallison swinging a ground ball over to Donahoe at second, fields it in the glove, has all the time in the world, and makes a throw at first. So a three up and three down inning for the Woodchucks as we head to the bottom of the fifth. Raptors trail 7-5. We'll be back in a moment.
It's described as fresh, a little fancy, cozy, affordable, comfortable. And veterans, teachers, construction workers, cashiers, receptionists, and you will enjoy the daily specials and deals at El Cafe. It's now open in Port Edwards. The owner of El Cafe can't wait to share his dream journey of an all-new restaurant with you. El Cafe, serving breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy El Cafe, now open at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, next to the police station.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone.
With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets, they need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the fifth, we go. Raptors trail 7-5 as Colin Brigham is due up. And Paulson comes set and serves on a breaking ball but finds his own. 0-1. So Raptors, unfortunately, three straight outs they had at the top of the fifth as swinging a ball popped out on the left side out of the park and out of play. 0-2. So Paulson ahead in the count. 0-2, bottom of the fifth. Raptors trail 7-5. 10 combined hits, 12 combined runs. It's been a high scoring affair between these two teams. The 0-2 comes in down low for a ball, 1-2. So Nick Paulson from Balsam Lake, Wisconsin, appeared against Wausau back on June the 11th, where he had an inning pitched, allowing five hits, a run, and also acquiring a strikeout. So 2-2 count as the ball comes in. The 2-2 down low for a ball. So three straight balls. The count runs full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. They set the fire and grounded out on the third base line. That stays fair. Basir, the throw across the diamond on time. So excellent play there from Jack Basir. So Basir was able to make the put out there. And it's one down. As this brings up Jake English, who was walked and also had a base hit. So English, two runs, was able to get a hit today. First pitch comes in for Paulson, down low, but into the zone for a strike, 0-1.
High curveball for strike one from Nick Paulson.
Paulson, the left-hander, the 0-1, and right down the main street for a strike, 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one down. The 0-2 comes in as swinging a grounder over to Garrett Broussard. Fields it in the glove. The throw across his body and on a skips on a one-hop bounce to Bobo. Not able to field it in his glove. So Jake English will take first. And off of an error there from Bobo, just could not field the ball. So that brings on English at first, and Simon Cherry is due up two straight walks. Simon Cherry's due up two straight walks. One down, setting and serving and finding the outside zone for a strike on one. Fastball came out on the outside on the right edge. 0-1. English stands at first. The 0-1. Curveball way low. 1-1.
Simon Cherry, the Evansville ace, just like his woodchuck teammate Brett Witter.
The 1-1. Once again, down low for a ball, 2-1. Bottom of the fifth here. Woodchucks lead 7-5. Two balls, one strike. The 2-1 comes in, and swing and a foul tipped backside, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, just getting under it on the top of the bat. 2-2 count. English stands at first. One down, bottom of the fifth. Paulson fires in and has a swing and a grounder that goes past Taylor that drops into center field. Back-to-back hits. Simon Sherry gets on first. So Sherry on first. English moves to second and one down. And here come the Woodchucks once again and bringing up the most dangerous hitter today, Mike McGinnis, with a three-run home run in the bottom of the second, and then a two-run RBI in the fourth. So a guy that's two for two, and he has been exceptional. So he's been responsible for five RBIs today. A five RBI day for Mike McGinnis, the Georgia State products. So Paulson sets in as McGinnis swings and flies a ball into center field. Running under it and making the grab is Ty Johnson, and throws it over to third to Basir, but tagging up back into it at the second base bag was English. So two down. That's the first out for Mike McGinnis. So Dalton Pearson is due up. We return to the top of the order. Pearson struck out, flew out. 0 for 3 today. And also grounded out as well. Two outs, bottom five. Paulson will come set. He'll deliver in inside for a curve, 1-0. So Sherry at first, English at second. Two down. Rafters looking to get out of this inning, only trailing by two. McGinnis swings and flies the ball to deep left center field. This ball is gone. Excuse me, that was Dalton Pearson. Absolutely bombs a ball. So once again, a three-run shot. Rafters trail 10-5. So Dalton Pearson, a home run. Rafters down big. It's 10-5. Would you look at that? Wausau having a day. That's Pearson's third home run of the season. Rafters trail 10-5, three-run score, and coming set and serving is Paulson. So after they led 3-0 and 5-3, seven unanswered runs for Wausau. The 0-1, swing and a grounder over to Brassier, fields it at the third and throws across the diamond on a one-hop bounce to Bobo, but the Rafters gave up three runs on a three-run shot from Dalton Pearson. They trail 10-5 as we head to the top of the sixth here on WFA.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down. What it does is those sunsets and sunrises. Yeah. I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Two different three-run home runs by Georgia State Kansas.
Top of the sixth we go, and the Rafters give up their second three-run home run. So they're going to have to look to find some offense as they trail 10-5. Ty Johnson is due up. So Dominic Reed still on the mound for the Woodchucks. And Johnson, who's had one hit, one at bat with one run. He's also been walked as well, as the first pitch comes in for Reed, down and away for a ball. So walked an RBI for Johnson. He had a one-run RBI in the top of the third, as Reed sets in and finds a zone for a strike, one and one. Top of the sixth inning, 13 combined hits, 15 combined runs. As the 1-1 up and away for a ball, 2-1. Two balls a strike. The 2-1 up and away out and outside of the zone for a ball, 3-1. So the Rafters led 3-0, then they led 5-3, but 7 unanswered for Wausau. They're up 10-5. So can the Rafters find some offense? The 3-1 comes in, and for ball number 4, Johnson will take first. So Johnson has been at the at bat and has gotten to first base every time he's been up to bat today. So he'll take first, and Levi Jensen, who got the first on a fielder's choice, struck out swinging on his second. So the catcher batting in the 9 hole, and nobody down here, top 6. Levi Jensen. Reed fires in as Jensen flies the ball out on the right field side. Coming after it is Briggerman, and not able to make the catching play. That goes out of the fence line. 4 strike, 0-1. No balls, 1 strike. And a lively atmosphere here in Wausau. Beautiful park, right in the neighborhood, and as the 0-1 pickoff attempt over to Briggerman, and sliding just back in time was Johnson. Dominic Reed had his eyes on that. Johnson. 0-1 count. The 0-1 comes in for a strike, going to Reed ahead in the count, 0-2. Rafters trail 10-5. Jensen out of North Alabama. The 0-2 comes in upstairs for a ball. 1-2. 1-2 count. So Reed out of Little Elam, Texas, and Oklahoma State product, is ahead on the count, 1-2. Comes in for a ball. 2-2. Johnson stands at first. Jensen has done well to fight back in the count. But 0-for-2 today, he's been able to cross home plate. Struck out. The 2-2. Swing and a grounder that stays fair on the third base line. Witter throws it at second. The throw back to first. So not in time. So getting out Johnson at second. Jensen will get to first and only one down. So return to the top of the order. So once again, another fielder's choice for Levi Jensen. So Sailors is due up. 0-for-2 today. Was walked one of his 3 at-bats. Grounded out twice and had a walk. Was also able to get an RBI after he was walked as he swings and pulls a ball that is going to drop into the left center side. So on the left field, Jensen will get to second. Nolan Sailors hits a jam shot that drops on the left field line. He'll take first. And now Jack Basir is due up. Rafters trail 10-5, but only one down and 2 runners on.
Make that hit number 5 of the game for Wisconsin Rapids. 5 runs, 5 hits now. And with runners at first and second, then comes the
first pitch comes in. Dominic Reed looks at second and delivers in as Basir swing and a miss. Strike 1, 0-1. No balls, a strike. One down. 2 on for the Rafters. Looking to try to cut this lead. As the 0-1 comes in, Basir pops the ball out on the backside. He's down in the count 0-2. No balls, two strikes. With one down.
Dominic Green looking to pick up a second out here in the sixth inning.
14 combined hits. The fifth came here for the Rafters. Top six, a swing and a miss on the outside edge. For strike number three, out number two, Jack Basir swinging out something way on the outside. That was going to be a ball. He didn't swing at it, but he felt he could make some contact, but comes up empty. So Brendan Bobo is due up, who had a base hit, struck out looking, and got to base on a fielder's choice. So two down, top six. First pitch comes in. Reed looks at second and serves in. Down low, away for a ball. Brendan Bobo, the Rafters team MVP last season, batting a .298. He did lead the team in home runs at 61 hits, 56 RBIs. He struggled so far as the 1-0. Bobo swings and grounds a ball, and Sherry's running after it at shortstop, not able to get the throw off. So that gets Bobo to first, bases juice here with two down. Bobo at first, Sailors at second, and the catcher Levi Jensen stands at third. So Jack Gurevich is due up. Bases are loaded. Jack Gurevich struck out, walked, and grounded out. He's 0 for 2 today, but he's been able to cross home plate once. First pitch comes in, swing and a miss on the outside. 0-1. No balls, a strike. 15 total runs, 16 combined hits. The 0-1 swing and a grounder over to the second baseman. Donahoe fields it in the glove. The throw at first is on the money. So no runs come in for the Rafters. They still trail 10-5 as we head to the bottom of the sixth inning here on WFH.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows level off around 58 tonight under clear skies. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow, highs around 85. Clear skies. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 58. Dry with temperatures a bit above average. Wednesday and Thursday, and highs in the mid-80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 83.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Help us fight youth homelessness. Go to covenanthouse.org.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the sixth, we go as Wausau leads 10-5. And Drew Berklin is due up. This was a back-and-forth game, but Wausau has found themselves in control. As Nick Paulson, still on the mound, sets in and throws a curveball right down the plate for a strike. 0-1. The Raptors, yeah, they started it off with three runs in the top of the second. Bottom half of the inning, a three-run shot from Mike McGinnis that evened the score up at 3-3. Has swing and a fly ball that pops out on the backside. 0-2. It was a 3-3 game heading into the third.